Happy New Year, Mr. Jones.
Happy New Year, and I'll be a state rep just for two more days, and then I'll be the senator for the 24th district.
Well, I wanted to transfer from one to the other. What's the difference?
Well, there's a lot of difference for me. Instead of serving just Eaton County, I'll have Eaton, Barry, and Allegan County. So I'll have great cities like Hastings, Middleville, Saugatuck, and Holland.
During the last at least 6 months, it seems that you've been in the media quite a bit. I know you've introduced a lot of bills. There are a lot of things that concern you. But it made me wonder, are you seeking higher office? Does it seem like you've been in front of the media a lot more than perhaps planned?
You know, I'm not seeking higher office. I'm very happy to be a state senator. Never say never. You never know what will happen in the future. But, you know, I actually think I took a step down when I became a state rep. I'm a former sheriff, and that's a great job. But after 31 years, I decided I want to go to Lansing and try to right some of the laws that I'd been enforcing.
You know, it's interesting talking about that in looking back in the history of the legislation and the Senate here in the state of Michigan. They were originally designed so people who worked, whether they were farmers or businessmen or whatever, would come to Lansing and work for a term or two and then go back to their jobs. And that's exactly what you're doing.
Well, you know, I think that today it's become a full-time job. I'm on the job every day. Even if the legislature is on vacation, I'm at the Capitol or I'm out in my district. My wife and I occasionally take a three-day vacation, but we don't like big, long, 2-3 week vacations. I like being on the job, and because I'm always there and accessible, a lot of people call me with a lot of good information, and sometimes they've been able to stop things that the governor is up to.
Well, and talking about that, you've ruffled feathers quite a bit. That doesn't seem to bother you. You've told me several times you have nothing to hide. You're not afraid.
Absolutely. You know, as a former sheriff, a happily married man for 37 years, I really have nothing to hide. And people call me and they say, you know, Rick, you won't believe what the governor's up to today or what's going on or there's some travesty and I'd like you to at least talk about it so people know about it.
And taking a class from Tim Skubick allowed you to know how to handle the media as well as Tim.
Well, you know, I like Tim Skubick. He's a great guy. What's he been with the TV cameras for 30 years? And he has a great show. But years ago, as a former sheriff, I took a class at CMU, a seminar on handling the media for law enforcement executives. Well, Tim Skubick taught part of that class, and he taught me what an ambush reporter is. And so when he comes at me with a camera and tries to twist what I'm saying, I'm ready.
We were talking before you came on about the differences between Republicans and Democrats. And I've mentioned to you many times, we try not to even label people, whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. We'll say what district they're from and leave it at that. But you were telling me that what you have found is that some bills don't get done. Some things don't get done because you've had people tell you, well, we've had enough Republican bills come through the House. We've had enough of this. You slammed a Democratic governor, therefore we're not going to help you. That's happened to you.
Absolutely. You know, I've been in the House for three terms. The first term, we had a Republican-led House and Senate and a Democrat governor. Things got done, you know, and they got done very effectively. However, over the last 4 years, I've watched it become more dysfunctional. And I actually was told by the floor leader, the Democrat floor leader,
Kathy Anger.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got a good bill, but I'm not going to move it because I think we've done enough Republican bills here lately. So yours is not going to get a hearing or a floor vote. You know, I heard her say one time, you know, you insulted the governor last week, Rick, and so we're not going to move your stuff. And that's very frustrating to me that somebody can't step out of politics and work for the people of Michigan.
How do you battle that?
Well, I'll tell you how you battle it. You put the issue in the media, the radio, the TV, the newspaper, and then the people of Michigan demand that something be done. I did that with K2.
Is that dirty politics?
No, actually, I think it's simply communicating to the people of Michigan and letting them know what's going on. And people say, yeah, you're in the media a lot. That's because I'm accessible. Some people in Lansing run from the radio recorder, run from the TV camera. I don't have any problem if they want to come talk to me.
And there are folks who in the mid-Michigan area, I know, sit down and have coffee with folks, but you do that almost daily. You really know what people are thinking. And if they see you enough, you'll find, I know you found, they'll tell you what they think, won't they?
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the things I enjoy about this job. I get up every day at 5:30. Now, my wife doesn't like coffee, and she sleeps in. I get up at 5:30. I go out to a local coffee shop, and I talk with the constituents of my district. And I can tell you, I'm going to enjoy this summer talking to people in places like Saugatuck.
What is the number one or maybe top three or four issues that Rick Snyder and his administration and the state representatives and the state Senate need to battle?
Number one issue, how do we make business-friendly territory? Okay, Michigan is not known to be business-friendly. We're overregulated. Our tax system is what a CPA would call convoluted. It's so confusing. Even CPAs say they don't understand it. So what do we need to do? We need to simplify the business tax system so anybody in any state can look at it and say, I want to come to Michigan and build my company or start my business and create those jobs that our children and grandchildren need so badly. In fact, not just our children and grandchildren, are unemployed. And I hear that daily, having coffee. My son just had to go to Utah to find a job, or my daughter just moved to Florida to get work. We want to rebuild, reinvent Michigan so those children can stay here.
All right, so a more business-friendly environment will create more jobs. What else needs to get done?
Well, I think we need to expand our agriculture base and our tourism. You know, for years, manufacturing has been number one. You know, our agriculture has been a rising star. They're number two. And then our tourism, number three, for bringing money and jobs into Michigan. I think we need to expand on that. Our ag is very exciting. It's growing daily, and especially in my Senate district.
There are people like Nancy Cassis and the Mackinac Center for Public Policy who believe monies for Pure Michigan and similar type venues, if you will, is a waste of taxpayer dollars and could be used better in other areas. What's your take on that?
You know, I like Pure Michigan. I do think it could be spent a little differently. Why play the ads in Michigan? Although I'm sure our local TV and radio stations like them and it's just good revenue. But the people of Michigan know we've got the Great Lakes. We know we've got all the skiing in the winter and the hunting and the summer sports. Let's play them outside the state. That's where we should be spending our money.
So you don't think any money should be spent on advertising what we do here in the state, in the state?
If we got the money, let's do it, but we don't have it. We're facing the last estimate of $1.8 billion problem, and a lot of people don't understand how big that really is.
We're going to talk about the deficit after the break, but one question before then. In talking about agriculture, I think that's a hidden secret that people don't know about. First of all, this past season was a bumper crop for many, many who are in the farming industry in the state of Michigan. And as I'm sure you know, many parts of the United States had down years with that.
Yes, and in Michigan is so exciting. It's growing, and the variety of crops we have here is tremendous. And that's why I've been so supportive of MSU Ag Extension and experimental, because they're doing the things we need to make those crops even better and to protect what we have now.
What else can be done to help farmers here in the state?
Well, new methods of farming, new methods of getting rid of animal waste. I was given a tour by the Farm Bureau of a farm over in Allegan. They put all their waste into bio waste towers. There was no odor, and it was generating electricity. And they this was taught to them by MSU. So the entire farm was run on electricity from this biomass generating this this power, and they actually made so much they were able to feed it to the local power company.